When Rex got level with them, he could see a wall of droids, rank upon rank, marching toward them in that weird synchrony. It wasn't the same as a well-drilled army of human beings. The precision was cold, unthinking, inexorable, as if the tinnies would keep marching right on over you and crush everything in their path. It was the SBDs, the super battle droids, that really got to him. He sighted up and aimed. It was the way they ran with their firing arms extended, and they had no visible heads. Any tinny can kill you, but at least the regular droids look vaguely human. Do they think? Do they feel? Do I care? No. Us or them. Rex squeezed off a few anti-armor rounds, smashing into the front rank. It wouldn't do more than slow them down. It never did. The game was all about numbers, and the droids had them. Clone troopers, roused from brief sleep or caught while gulping down dry rations, took up defensive positions. Clone Commander Cody sprinted to Kenobi's side.
Where the stang did they come from?
General Kenobi didn't seem too pleased with his young general. I told you they caved in too fast, he said, swinging his lightsaber in an arc to deflect a volley of blaster bolts. It was hard to hear him over the blaster fire. Some victory, Anakin. I wasn't the one who decided to send the ship for supplies. Skywalker stood his ground, lightsaber grasped two-handed. Master. Neither of us is perfect, then, and let that be our lesson. Second wave incoming, men. Stand to. Anakin swung around. Platoon, on me! He barked, tapping the top of his head in the signal to form up. Skywalker even sounded like a soldier. He was an easy general to follow. Rex, see that building? The energy sphere? Best position, I think. Rex flicked the macro binocular setting on his helmet to get a close-up view.
You want to go around behind?
It's risky, but we can make it.
Okay, let's go for it, sir.
Chunk, chunk, chunk. The battle droids marched like a single machine. Rex hated that noise. It just would not stop. Droids relied on numbers and keeping coming, and coming, and coming. Rapid reaction wasn't their strong suit. They also preferred a nice level battlefield and wide open spaces. Rex signaled to the platoon, indicating that they should melt back into the deserted streets and alleyways of Crystal City, then transmitted the coordinates of the objective via his helmet comlink. A chart of the streets leading to the energy sphere appeared in the head-up display in every trooper's helmet. Rex didn't really need to use hand signals with that level of communications tech, but it was an instinctive thing to do. And if the HUD systems went down, they all had to fall back on good old-fashioned non-digital soldiering. Korik grabbed his medical field kit. The FAS moved with the front line,